You're listening to the Thursday edition of the Shepherd's Pulpit. We praise the Lord for the opportunity to share the Word of God with you. We're continuing our series on Above All Things. I hope you've had a good day today. As you close up, wrap up the day, I hope it's went well for you. And also, I hope you're looking forward to the weekend coming and a good day to end the week off tomorrow on Friday. And then also Saturday and Sunday, I'm praying about the Lord's Day. I trust you are as well. Above all things, this has been a good study to me. Hope it has been to you. Above all things, the heart is deceitful. Above all things, the swearing of the tongue, out of James. Above all things, the prosperity of life, 3 John 2. And then I want to point this one out. 1 Peter 4, above all things. What's it going to be? 1 Peter 4, 7. Let's read it first. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Above all things, fervent charity. The Bible repeats itself. It uses repetition to make a point. And one thing that I've noticed in the study of the Word of God is the elevation of charity. Meaning by that, we ought to have it in our lives. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, "Now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest is charity." Faith, hope, charity, but the greatest is charity. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians 12, 31, "But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show unto you a more excellent way." And then is chapter 13 all about charity. What is the more excellent way? Charity. It's the greatest. Higher than faith, higher than hope, charity is the greatest of the three. Above all things, the charity of a Christian servant. 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11 is all about charity. We ought to have it above all things. The Bible says, "Knowledge puffeth up, but charity edifieth." Charity will build somebody up. That's why God says, "I want it to be number one. I want you to put it on above all things." In Colossians, chapter number 3, there's a good verse that again builds the case about charity. Colossians 3:14, "And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness." Above all these things put on charity. He listed mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing of one another, forgiving of one another, and above all that, put on charity. If you ask somebody, what's the thing you ought to put on before anything else? What is above all things? I don't know what you'd say. I don't know what other people would say. But I think from the Word of God, just the few little cross-references I gave you, you'd have to say biblically it's charity. But it's not just charity. Above all things, have fervent charity. Fervent means stretched out charity, earnest charity. Not just charity, but a charity that really reaches. And some have compassion, making a difference, and some pulling them out of the fire, stretching out. The charity of a Christian servant is one that's stretched, it's a stretched out love. It's a love. It's a life that stretches out to try to help another person. We're going to look at that. What a passage! I'll be honest with you right here. 1 Peter chapter 4, and this little section 7-11 is probably one of my favorite Bible portions in all of the Word of God. Why should we have charity? We're going to learn all about it. I got to slow down. I'm just getting tore up here. Above all things, have fervent charity. the people among yourselves. Charity, if you've got it, you'll demonstrate it and you'll use it on other people. You'll help other people. You'll bless somebody. You'll gift somebody. You'll bear somebody's burdens. You'll be praying for somebody else. You'll encourage and edify somebody. You'll be a Barnabas. The people among yourselves have fervent charity. That's the people. Number two, the priority. It's above all things. Now, I want to know what God thinks is above everything else. I mean, there's things that are important, but if my coach was going to tell me, now, above all things, Justin, you need to work on your jump shot. Your rebounding's good, your dribbling's good, but you got to get a jump shot. If my coach told me, now, Justin, you've got to work on catching them ground balls. You can catch them pop flies, and you can catch them liners coming through you, but you got to be able to square up and catch them ground balls. Above all things, you better work on that. God's saying, above all things, Christian servant, have charity among yourselves, fervent charity. The people among yourselves, the priority above, the passion, fervent charity, fervent charity. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Same word. Has the idea of a stretched out prayer, a big prayer, a hot prayer. Not just a little nothing prayer, but not just a little lukewarm prayer, but a hot prayer. God says, I want you to have that kind of charity like you should have in your prayer life when you get earnest about it. You get stirred up about it. He said, I want you to have charity among yourselves like that. I want you to really love the family of God. I want you to really pray for the family of God. I want you to really exercise your gifts with the family of God. I want you to really, really be concerned and caring about one another, because by this shall all men know that you're my disciples. That's the passion that we ought to have. God says, must be fervent. The people, the priority, the passion, and then we come to the product. The product. What's the product? This is amazing, folks. Buckle up. Have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover a multitude of sins. The product is, it's going to cover a multitude of sins. Why is charity above all things? Maybe it is because it covers a multitude of sins. You know, when there's a church and a family of God that just loves each other so passionately, nobody could ever say anything wrong about those people. Do we have faults and failures? I'm lifting both hands. We do. I got to go before the throne of grace, and I have to confess my sins to the Lord. You do too. But when somebody comes in the church and they start to become part of it, but they're not quite in the middle, you understand? They see that love and they think, man, these people, I don't even see any faults and failures in them because their love is so thick. Let me tell you something real quick. I got to hurry up here. I've heard in my lifetime too many people tell me, I got into the church, but when I got in the inner circle, I found out things I didn't want to know. And they still haunt me today. I got close to somebody and I found out things I didn't want to know. And usually it's directly related to a lack of charity and a lack of compassion. It's hatred and bitterness. But you have that, if you have that love one to another, that charity one to another, it's going to cover a multitude of sins. It's not going to be seen. It's not that we're all perfect, but it covers it. And then there's a pattern. The people among yourselves, the priority above all things, the passion, fervent charity, the product. It's going to cover a multitude of friends, and we're still preaching. And the pattern is, use it. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. How does charity look? It's used one to another. You open up your life to people, not just your home, but you open up your heart and you open up your home and said, here I am. If you need anything, let me know. You're there for people. Above all things, child of God, listen to the Lord. Above all things, we have to have fervent charity, because charity covers a multitude of sins. And use that charity one to another without grudging. Heavenly Father, thank you for your clear word today. And I pray we'd make your priority our priority, and that is having charity in our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.